When it comes to home improvement, sometimes you need a pro, but sometimes you just need a little advice from a pro. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Segment number four of hour number three, our final for today's broadcast, but we'll be back next Saturday. Don't sweat it. We are joined in studio with Don Stabley.
Good morning.
Let's talk again about this Sonos system, because it is of the availability of this, what do you call it, a sound bar?
It's called the Play Bar. You know what? This is a very good way for people to go. It's Sonos.com. Go look it up. It has a commercial and how it works, how it's set up. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, Sonos.com. They're pretty much price locked, so anywhere you go, it's going to be the same price. Myself and Best Buy, et cetera, all those prices are the same as they are online. So,
and what it started off with was this amp, and that's what I have, the Kinect unit. Amp.
Yep, you just add a pair of speakers to it and go.
But this Play Bar now takes our music and incorporates it into the television.
Well, not through the television. Your television goes into the Play Bar. So the Play Bar is a surround sound system, essentially. And then it is also the Sonos capability with the internet-based radio stations, et cetera.
Now, it's expensive. You were saying that for electronics, this is probably one of the higher priced ones.
Well, all good things come with a good price, you know.
But you eliminate a lot of amplifiers, speakers.
Very little labor. very little labor with a lot of sound. And the ease of use. It has technology in there that you are still able to use your television remote to turn up and down the Play Bar. So it's it hangs on the wall or it can sit flat. Two different ways that it can hang. It is very, very versatile and dynamic, as I keep getting back to.
And you keep going versatile. Lifestyles change. Life needs change. From 30 to 40 to 50 to 60, our lifestyles are constantly changing. Add and subtract with this system very easily.
Yeah, the last four couples that we have sold this to have been older couples, 60 to 70 years old. They wanted their CDs. You can put all your CDs onto your iTunes and play it immediately right to your Sonos. You got to teach them how to use iTunes first.
That's probably the hardest part.
And then you can do that. But just the ease of use. Everybody has a smartphone for the most part. And with that, you got all controllability of the Sonos system. It's Sonos.com.
And what sold it for me originally is that I could go into the garage and have my own music, and the kitchen can have its own set. I can go in the backyard, and it's all playing from my iTunes, but each one is playing a different set, either a different playlist, a different artist, a different source.
You pick up your iPad, your phone, and you see exactly who's playing, and you don't like it, yes, skip it. You know, go to another one, and you can see who's playing and what song it is, and it's very good.
When I was I have a table saw and an air compressor in the garage, and I was doing projects, and you get a phone call on your phone, I could turn down the music from my phone, then answer the call.
Right, mute it, pause it. It's really, really
pretty
good.
Incredible system. Now, go ahead.
Let me get my phone number out. Stabley Home Entertainment. It's 480-325-5015. You can call us. I can answer almost any question that you need on audio, video, TV installs, simple networking, the Sonos system. Call me. Ask me questions. You can talk to my lovely wife, Jamie. It's 480-325-5015.
And back to our topic today in bathrooms. Y'all do some home automation for, where we spend basically the start of our mornings.
Right. And, that's a great turnaround. The television, for news, everybody likes to know what's going on when they get up in the morning before you have to go make the coffee or get the kids up. You can get addressed with what's going on with the news, et cetera, with the televisions. It's simple to install for most TVs there, and good to watch it when you're in the bathtub.
It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Join us next Saturday. Rosie will be back in town with Sweet Jennifer, and Julia will be back on the call screener station. We've had Steph the last couple weeks filling in on Julia's maternity leave, who's done a wonderful job call screening for us. Thank you. We've got found out of the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting ASU, so we appreciate them providing us Steph for our fill-in. And then we have April, next Saturday, we go into a month-long outdoor living. Hardscapes, lighting. And in particular, next one, how to remodel the room and your outside backyard. So we're talking outdoor kitchens and more, all right here at Rosie on the House. If you have questions during the week, it's this number, 1-888-767-4348. Rings through the office during the week, and it's also Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on the house.com. RosieOnTheHouse.com, and our article from the Arizona Republic is now live there. So if you missed it, you can grab it off of our website. Happy Easter.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.